We talked about treatment options for him. And so for folks who relapse with peripheral T-cell lymphoma on the plate, our options are certainly pralatrexate and then romidepsin and belinostat, which is the newest drug. And so when we really talked to him about the pros and the cons and clearly talked to him about the fact that we were palliating, right? Our curative options were exhausted at this point, you know, short of doing something radical like retransplanting or something. And he's really not interested in that. But when you think about pralatrexate, which is a good drug for T-cell lymphomas, but has a lot of toxicity in terms of mucositis and count issues, we talked about that. We talked about romidepsin. And then we also talked about belinostat, which is given daily for 5 days. That's a 5-day cycle with also a decent toxicity profile. And so he really made an informed decision that romidepsin was what he wanted to do because they live about 2 hours away from us. And so to come every day was going to be a hardship. And the response rates are about the same, you know, 25-30%. And so he really was a very active participant in choosing that therapy. So he's now in his second cycle of romidepsin. He's really tolerating it well. His counts are holding. It's really helpful that he went 3 years after transplant without needing therapy. So although he is relatively heavily pretreated, he had a little hiatus from chemotherapy. So I'm hoping that we can get enough cycles in him that he can get some sort of remission and, you know, hopefully get some more time. He's a very avid country music fan and goes to Nashville several times a year to the Grand Ole Opry. So, you know, I'm telling him, make your plans. We're going to do our best to keep you, you know, as healthy as we can and as functional as we can, but no promises, but it's not that there's no hope. It's just that now we're working for time and not cure. So he's planning his next Grand Ole Opry trip, and hopefully he gets there.
What kinds of toxicity tolerability issues do you see with romidepsin? I hear people often talking about starting it first because they think it's better tolerated. But when you do see problems, or how often do you see problems? What kinds of problems, or any problems this man had?
So it's usually count issues, which he's not gotten enough to have. And then patients can have little bits of nausea. And what he was doing was he just decided to take an ondansetron every day, just one in the morning, and he's had no nausea. I've talked to him about seeing if he could play with that a little bit if he wants. If he just wants to take one a day, I have no issue with that either. So he certainly has been around the block in terms of chemotherapy and side effects and managing those side effects. And so really, he's had nothing. He's had no issues.